The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, here we go again. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of October, as we work our way through the last full week of October, and then November, December, and goodbye 2013. That has to be the fastest year on record, or will be. 2 months, and 2013 is gone. That seemed like about 4 or 5 months, 6 months at the most for this year. That's how quickly they are pounding us with material and assaults on liberty, freedom, life, health, mental wellness. Everything you can imagine is under attack. And that is part of the reason time is flying. Those even semi-conscious or half alert are being literally deluged. It's an avalanche of things that they have to take notice of. Many dismiss it, and that's for self-preservation. I understand that. I don't put that down. One person who cannot dismiss that is a super activist. I guess that's a term I would rather not use, but being an activist is all good. But she is more than that. She is Deborah Tavares. She's been on the program a number of times. If you click on Deborah's name, you'll go right to her website, stopthecrime.net. It is loaded with material, some old, some new, all relevant and all critically important for those of you who at least want to know. Now, for those of you who don't want to know, well, you're not listening tonight. You don't listen. That's okay. We're not telling you that there is an easy solution. We're not telling you that there is necessarily any solution for some of this stuff. But the answer to it all is to at least understand what is being done to us. That gives us some measure of protection. Tonight we're going to talk about the issue called the NASA war document, which we've been trying to talk about for several visits now, but Deborah will be on tonight to talk about that, and back tomorrow night to talk about another issue that is equally as disgusting and shocking for some. So let's get right to it. Deborah, welcome back to the program.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for having me back on this evening. And yes, I do want to say a couple of things as a foundation for the conversation about this NASA document. And everyone must realize that we are the enemies of the state. As long as the White House maintains a national emergency, we remain classified as enemies of the state. And this is pursuant to Senate Report 93-549-1973.
That's how long, folks. Now, don't go over that too fast. We have been literally living under a state of national emergency since 1973. Think about that. National emergency since then. Go ahead, Deborah.
And we are the enemies of the state. And with all these declared wars, which that state of national emergency allows, with every declared war, war on drugs, war on education, war on every single thing, they set up corporate agencies, which tightens the noose around all of our necks. On top of that, we were expatriated. We were completely collateralized. Everything about us against the debt back in 1933. So you build from there, Jeff, you go into the silent weapons document that we've spent quite a bit of show time talking about, but it's extremely important for everyone to understand the silent weapons, quiet wars is a declaration of war upon we, the enemies of the state. And I'm going to refer just to one paragraph right now in the silent weapons document and invite everyone to go to stopthecrime.net and please read this document for yourself, and or you can watch it as a YouTube on our site, stopthecrime.net. It's on the homepage. But I want to refer to page 38, because this is where the NASA document is taking us. They say that that a nation becomes divided into two distinct parts, a docile subnation, which is the great silent majority. That's all of us.
The sheep.
Yeah. and a political subnation. The political subnation, which are the elites, whatever you want to refer to them as, remains attached to the docile subnation. They tolerate us. They leech off of our subsistence until they grow strong enough to detach themselves from us and then devour us.
Right. It's a symbiotic parasitosis. Until that separation, then it becomes an issue of being devoured. That's it.
Absolutely. So we look at this NASA war document, and it is an absolute reign of terror. And in the silent weapons document, they say throughout that document, the future will be controlled by who controls the technology. And the key of control is all energy on the face of the planet. So if you remember, as we go through this document right now, the NASA war document, we are the enemies of the state, and there's nothing in this document that is going to serve our best interest. This is a covert corporate conglomeration of agencies that are set to control and destroy all of us. And this is a where I want to tell everyone they can find this document, first of all, is you can go to stopthecrime.net, and on the homepage, you can scroll down, and you are going to see underneath the stopthecrime.net banner. Suddenly my computer's down.
It's okay.
But I can tell you that it says...
Right under the banner, secret document revealed, planned chemical sedation of the population, radio microwave frequencies for mass mind control, Aquarius group operation briefing.
Well, actually, go under that. Because that's the document we will talk about tomorrow
night. Okay, we have there's a crawl moving from right to left.
Yes,
you'll see it.
Yes, there's a scroll.
And then
go
below
right
that,
underneath.
Yeah, it
yeah,
says
go
silent.
Under that.
There's silent weapons on the left, and on the right is NASA Future of Warfare document on the right. That's what we're going to look at.
That's right. And for anyone that is not able to download or see what we're talking about this evening, we have a print shop that can print these documents off for you at print cost and mail them to you for postage cost. And you can call area code 707-586-9558. Otherwise, you can download anything off of the document pages on stopthecrime.net for free. So when you click on that document, you can then see the NASA war document that we're going to talk about tonight. And I'm just going to flip through it because there's quite a bit to cover, and I want to get through a lot of it this evening.
Well, we'll just hit some of the high points. It's all there, again, on the homepage, stopthecrime.net. Look down. You'll see it on the right with the NASA logo, NASA's Future of Warfare document. Okay, go ahead.
That's right. It's very important to understand that this is a multi-corporate agency plan, and this includes NASA, and it's about robots, cyborgs, and humans. But rather, it's really about eliminating humans. They tell us in this document that we are obsolete. We do not have value added any longer. And they say, and this is really a plan, this is a complete lockdown of the entire Earth. This is imprisoning the global population. And this is radical depopulation of humans by use of sophisticated technologies and the silent weapons system. And we can see on our streets everywhere mass surveillance. These are kill technologies, eugenics, GMO, food poisoning, pollution, war, famine. They induce pandemics, EMP, electromagnetic pulse, microwave frequencies geared to injure our brains. They talk about towers. Also, cell phones are all part of this. While they don't say cell phones, it's all frequencies. And smart meters also, all part of the frequency takedown of society. But moving to page 3 of the NASA document, they talk about many of the agencies that are involved. And we see that the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, the Australian Department of Defense, and many other agencies are listed. And these are agencies. This is a predatory takeover using agencies. And
ruthless. No mercy.
Absolutely.
No mercy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're not humans. This is a machine, You can go beyond psychopath, sociopath. Those really don't go far enough to describe what we're dealing with. I mean, I don't think. Hold on a second, Deborah. We'll come right back. We've got to take a break. Be right back with Deborah Tavares in just a couple of minutes. Okay, NASA's the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, right? NASA, the Future of Warfare document. You'll find it right on the homepage at stopthecrime.net. Okay, Deborah, go right ahead.
Well, yes, thank you. Of course, I was talking about the agencies that it lists on page 3, and it's extremely important to understand that they're working together on future technologies, and a single agency or lab could not do all the research and develop all this exotic weapon system alone. All these agencies have combined forces, and they've hidden their secret weapons in plain sight, many under the guise of the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Program. And it's important to understand that when this report, PowerPoint, was presented by Dennis Bushnell, the chief Langley research scientist out of the Langley Research Center in 2001, actually July of 2001, only a few months before 9/11, they said on page 4 that they admit that all the technologies discussed were already developed in 2001. Quote, no pixie dust. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about a dozen years ago, and certainly the level of increased technologies at this point. They go on to tell us, and I'm just going to be flipping through these pages. Everyone can read them for themselves. But
is this,
example,
Deborah, a question, please. Is this the actual NASA document, or is this a facsimile thereof that has been put in PDF format? Is this their document?
It's put in PDF format.
It's their document.
This
is the original. This is not a transcription or anything. I just want to be sure about this.
Okay, it was on the NASA website, and it's been formatted in a PDF format.
Got it. All right.
Okay.
Verbatim, though.
And this is it. This is verbatim.
All right.
Absolutely what NASA says. In fact, we've done quite a bit of research on this. People can just Google and search Dennis Bushnell, because he was the presenter of this, along, of course, with these other agencies working with him.
Okay.
And everyone will find this is his language. And he uses many of the items in this document in his presentations. And he is a transhumanist, by the way. But
well,
we're looking at page,
not a surprise. Go ahead.
Yes, I know. We're looking at page 7 right now, and we understand they admit technologies are far advanced, and they say they're changing monthly. The world is in throes of binary poisoning, cancer, fluoride, mm-hmm. vaccines. Definition mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. binary, of course, is when you combine two elements to create a reaction.
Exactly.
And this is what is being done to all of us.
Well, if they sow the population with, let's say, let's call a binary an A plus B equals C, which is cancer. They can sow the populace with A or B, probably B, let's just say B, and then introduce A in any number of different venues, any number of different ways of injecting it into the populace. And when A meets B, you get C. It's that simple. That's binary.
Yes, absolutely. And what's really, when I first found this document, flipped through it, not realizing what this was, I saw this right off the bat on page 8. They said, Spaceship Earth. The crew are plundering the ship's supplies, tinkering with the temperature and life support controls, still looking for the instruction manual, engaging in bloody skirmishes in every corner of the vessel, increasing the size of the crew by 2 million per week. And, of course, this is UN Agenda 21. This is future Earth. This is false science. NASA invented global warming, and the corporate agencies are creating and causing pollution to blame on the people. And all you have to do is look at the Iron Mountain Report that came out in 1966. And that's also, of course, on stopthecrime.net. They talk about, on page 9 of the NASA war document, how humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution of the planet. Global warming, pollution, and deforestation. They are deforesting us. And again, that is discussed in the report from Iron Mountain as well. The chemicals, the chemtrails, all the pollutants pests and toxins. They are intentionally creating the pollution. But they go on to say, and they promote the global warming fraud and transhumanism. And again, the Iron Mountain Report discusses this as well. They also talk about the technological ages of mankind, that it's virtual. It's a false reality. And people can watch the movie Avatar to have a better understanding of what that virtual reality looks like. This is on page 12. And they then go on to talk about virtual robotization, IT, binary, nano, industry, agriculture. And, of course, they admit to all of this. They're eliminating jobs for humans. Humans are obsolete. And they go on to talk about the key for future technologies. It's virtual reality, holographic. They talk about automatic, robotic, everything. Genetic engineering before birth. Everything.
It's all there. Well, if I might, I want to go back just for a second to page 7. This is really critical. This is the part that, folks just don't, can't, and would rather not entertain. The changes in technology. The world is in the throes of triple exponential IT, bio, and nanotechnological revolutions. The changes in these three fields and more are occurring at scales of only months instead of decades. The word explosion in technology doesn't come close to what's going on here. It's that astonishing.
That's absolutely right. And that's why when you opened up the show, you were equating how quickly this year is flying by. And this is all part of those of the reason that time is escalating for all of us that are aware of what is happening. Then we can move on to page 16 about everything is going, it's a revolution upon society, and everything is going to be telecommuting, teleshopping, teleentertainment, travel, education, medicine, commerce, politics, and socialization. And of course, as far as the tele-education, we know with the new Common Core curriculum, it's creating isolation. They're going to be implementing Wi-Fi, which is a weaponized frequency. They're going to be putting Wi-Fi in front of all of our children
and
on every
through
desk.
Them.
In every desk, absolutely,
yeah.
In every desk, in every school, across all our entire nation.
Aren't they going to just basically flood the classroom with it? They're not going to put a unit in every desk. I mean, they may have a hookup with a computer, which will pull it into that laptop or whatever they're using.
Well, initially it will start that way. They're talking about setting up libraries, but they do want independent study.
Mm-hmm.
They want directed study with data in. In other words, they'll be disengaging dialogue. They will be creating isolation within the society. They can easily control all input of material, and that's what's happening. And I would refer everyone to Barry Trower's interview that we just did. It's on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net that speaks to the weaponization of the frequencies and how this will impact and kill our children. We go on again on page 17. They talk about how IT is better than human. And they talk about quantum computing initially available in 5 years. This was back in 2001. They tell us that 15% of all the power today is used by computers, and it will reach 60% by 2010. So they're telling us how they're going to use the power. Going
they
to be driving artificial intelligence and quantum computers.
There's another thing. See, AI is the biggest, probably the biggest secret that nobody talks about. It used to be nano. I was able to have an insider from the nanotechnology community on the program. Oh, this is probably almost 10 years ago now, when it was just becoming amazing and people were talking about it like it was science fiction. The guy came on a number of times, did remarkable interviews about what was really happening, and then he would never return a phone call or an email. He was told to shut up. That was the end of it. And if you'll notice, folks, there's not much news about nanotechnology anymore. You know, 8-10 years ago there was. Now the lid is down because they are working on it big time. Be right back with Deborah in just a couple. Okay, welcome back. Talking to Deborah Tuaris about the NASA war document. And you got to read this, folks. It's the real deal. Now, it's been reformatted, but it is verbatim from the NASA document for easy reading. And just understand that the computer advancements are being talked about as better than human, better than us. That's AI, artificial intelligence. And if you don't think for a minute that the potential is there in the foreseeable future for us to become literally enslaved by an artificial intelligence that is far greater than ours, you best think again about all this. All right, onward.
That's absolutely right. They talk about in 2001 in this document how there would be wearable implantable on humans, electronics, communications, computing, sensory augmentation, health monitoring, and brain stimulation.
Oh, yeah, total control.
They also went on to tell us by 2030, the PC has collective computing power of a town full of human minds. They are eliminating...
That's a household PC. Unreal.
They go on to tell us that about the U.S. Human Brain Project, that it begun in the early 90s. It was funded by 16 organizations across five agencies, which was the National Institute of Health, the National Science Foundation, the Department of Defense, NASA, and the Department of Energy. They also tell us that, and this is on page 21, current AI, best bet, not a rule-based expert system. This is human experts being terminated. That's what that means. They are eliminating humans. And we're actually going to jump now really quick to page 66, where they do tell us, increasingly critical are human limitations and human downsides. They say humans are too large, too heavy, too tender. Humans are too slow physically and mentally. We require huge logistic costs, and humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value added. What is negative value added? That is a corporate rating system, assessing worth or value. We are costing more than we are worth.
Takes more to maintain us than we get out of them. That's what they say.
That's exactly. And the same thing is with the Common Core curriculum. It's all based on value
added. What an interesting selection of words here. Increasingly critical human limitations and downsides, says NASA. And then they list too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow, and they require huge logistical trains. In other words, too much in, not enough out. But the word tender is very interesting. Does that apply to emotions, to morality, or is that physical tenderness? What do you think?
Well, I can tell you that with recently Snowden talking about NSA, they said they won't need to worry about whistleblowers anymore.
Oh, I'm sure.
Conscience. And they say that everything will be run by computers, and that will be prevented in the future. Whistleblowers will be eliminated because there simply will not be the human factor.
Okay.
They cannot control the human factor.
Got it. The other thing is, we call it smart dust. This is nanotechnology. Anybody who's a problem, they will be able to get somebody near enough to them where they can literally aerosolize or blow out some of these nanoparticles, and the individual will inhale them. They will migrate to wherever they are designed to migrate to, i.e. the brain, take up residence, and literally perform a, you can almost call it a quasi-lobotomy on people. They won't any longer have that fire. Talk about fluoride diminishing and decreasing the will of people to do anything. They have it all. They've got it all. They can just literally decertify anybody as being a legitimate activist or someone who may cause problem.
Well, you're talking about smart dust, and they do talk about that on page 43 of the document. They say that this is a micron-sized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lung.
Yeah, virus size.
Into the lung tissue.
Yep.
To commit certain pathological missions. And they say this is a wholly, a completely new class of weaponry, which is legal. And chemtrails is, of course, a legal pollution. And it's very important. People can reference Dr. Russell Blaylock, what chemtrails are doing to your brain. He's the neurosurgeon. And you can read about that.
He's great.
It's also important to understand that they talk about on page 42 about explosive smart dust opportunities. And they say this, infiltration mm-hmm. of deeply buried or other such targets. So essentially, throughout this document, they talk about sensors on everything, every single thing, in and on everything.
Forget the idea of injectable chips, folks. Deborah will tell you that. Injectable chips that you would see as a lump under your skin, that's like a Stanley Steamer or a Model A Ford. They are so far ahead of that now, there won't need to be chips. The chipping of the population will be done by technology that the average person couldn't even conceive of.
That's absolutely right. And I'm on page 24 very quickly, and it says demise of the U.S. underclasses. And then they go on to say stabilization of the world population. This is depopulation. This is killing us. This mm-hmm. is their plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is depopulation. This is enslavement. This is genocide. This has everything to do with what they discussed in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document.
Do we know who wrote this NASA document? What was the genesis of it?
It's a combination of all of these agencies that we talked about that was listed on the earlier page,
mm-hmm.
but it was presented by Dennis Bushnell, the chief NASA scientist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is a conglomeration of agencies and laboratories and that have gotten together to discuss all of the ways they can use stealth silent weapons system on all of us. We are the enemies. We are the enemies of the state. They go on to talk about how we were just at the microwave dust, but I wanted to go on to the fact that they talk about how they admit that everything, again, will be robotized. They will be eliminating jobs for all of us. They go on to say that AI is better than humans. This is throughout the document, everywhere you look. And they go, global problems and solutions. They go on to tell us that the global problems listed include energy, water, pollution, global warming. And, of course, they admit to advanced technologies. It does not admit to having discovered free energy, which mm-hmm. is available,
mm-hmm,
and technology
sure.
advancements. This is misused technologies that are being withheld.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what is happening. They are telling us what they can't do, the demise of the underclass. The ultimate plug and play, this is about education. This is just really unbelievable, the techno-death trap that we're marching into with all of these programs, with us, the enemy of the state. But on page 27, Jeff, they talk about the ultimate plug and play education approach. And I urge everybody to watch on StopTheCrime.net right next to the NASA war document. You can click on a segment of The Outer Limits, and it's the full episode of 1995, Stream of Consciousness, and understand what they're talking about, plug and play. We have that there on Stop the Crime.
Okay, very good. All right, hold on. We'll take a break. Just a second. We'll come right back, Deborah. This is real important. You folks out there already know that. Your job will be to try to introduce it to people who are sitting on the fence or not quite ready to make the commitment to get involved. But the future they have planned for us is... well, worse than grim. Back in a minute. Okay, talking to Deborah Tavares about the formal NASA war document, but it's the document of the global controllers, whoever they may be. And we know who some of them are, that's for sure. All right, Deborah, go ahead.
Yes, on page 29, Jeff, they talk about tremendous increases in capabilities of automatic robotic everything. And they say resulting in reduced tension associated with haves and have-nots. Well, that's because they're getting rid of humans.
Yeah.
So there will be reduced tensions because tensions will not exist. Robots do not have tension. They don't
mm-hmm.
have tenderness as we read on page 66.
Right.
On page 30, they talk about societal disaffection, upheaval, caused by rapid technological changes. They say road, air rage, psychosomatic illnesses, and withdrawal. They are artificially creating rage. And this is very important to understand.
Mm-hmm.
With
mm-hmm.
the increased microwave technologies and Tetra, you've got to, in fact, go to stopthecrime.net. We have for mass distribution a warning to all police and first responders. and get this into their hands, because what is happening is increased anger. This is all part of the tension that they're talking about, that they're creating. But with pulsed microwave radiation, this affects the brain. We're going to have massive tension. And it's the one thing in this document on page 31, Jeff, the only concern that they express is of particular concern, uncontrolled, uncontrollable self-replication. And, of course, they talk
of
brilliant robots,
nanoreplicators. See, okay.
And nanoreplicators.
This is, let me hold on just for a sec here. I'm going to go over that again and have you elaborate. This is really essential understanding, folks. These people, if they are all people who are planning all of this, and it's coming, the technology is already here. They are concerned about the uncontrolled or uncontrollable self-replication of brilliant robots, nanoreplicators, and rampant recombinant biological entities.
That's pure warfare.
That's right. In other words, these things will replicate themselves. We know nano can do that, and we know robots are already beginning to replicate themselves. So it gets to a point where us, the alleged controllers who gave birth to this technology, will lose control of it. And that's right on page 31, and they admit to being worried about that.
Well, absolutely. In fact, on the recent interview that we did with Barry Trower, he talks about the microwave wave warfare that we're in now globally, that we are already out of control. And technology is out of control because a DARPA whistleblower told us recently that they're working on cyber-physical systems to prevent physical attacks. That's how worried they are.
Wow.
And it's very important to very important to listen to Barry Trower's microwave warfare discussion that we have posted on StopTheCrime.net. But moving along.
But before you do that, did you ever see the movie Forbidden Planet?
No.
You really ought to rent that. I know you've got no time. But it involved a spacecraft with humans going to visit a planet that was devoid of life, they thought. It had once been inhabited. And the people there invented computers beyond imagination. And what happened to those people because of that is exactly what we're talking about now. Out of control computer self-replication and the eradication of the people that created them.
Absolutely.
Forbidden Planet, 1954, a classic.
I'm moving to page 34 right now because I'm looking at the clock, Jeff, and it says a biorevolution applications, and they are using pharmaceutical animals. They're saying drugs as spare parts. This mm-hmm. is animals and humans.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're talking about. They discuss the spider genes in the spider goats, how they use the spider milk for spinning goat milk for biosteel. And then on page 35, they talk about the flesh-eating, plant-eating robot that hunts and biodigests natural foods to live off the land. This is artificial life consuming biological life. This is massive, massive. And what was so interesting when I researched this, the inventor of this robot, Stuart Wilkinson, was concerned about the dangers of robots eating humans. So, they go on to page 41.
Too much.
They talk about some sensor swarms. They discuss smart dust, how that floats in the air current.
Sure.
Nanotags,
yeah.
How they will be placed on and in everything everywhere for identification and status information. That they will co-opt insects. Now, this is extremely important. Because certainly we know about Lyme disease and ticks, how the ticks were co-opted. I just recently saw an article about mosquitoes in California
uh-huh.
and how they now yeah. are carrying yellow fever.
And dengue.
That's right. And listen to this. This is extremely interesting. They go on to warn all of us in California that these mosquitoes can lay eggs in a very small amount of water, only a teaspoon of water. And with our good weather and the fact that we don't freeze, the mosquitoes will not die. And they go on to say the symptoms of the dengue fever are high temperatures, headaches, intense muscle pain, joints and bones, capillaries leaking, some circulatory failure. They go on to tell us about what we can expect if we get yellow fever. Fever, headaches, body aches, severe bleeding, and death. No specific treatment. Dash, there is a vaccine. And that is extremely telling. They want to get all of us vaccinated. And I can tell you, Jeff, these symptoms that they're discussing are the same symptoms that people are feeling with increased frequencies. So it's very difficult to understand how this might be being used as a cover for all the cell phone towers, because in this document, they talk about the use of microwave frequencies on page 50. They say the effects of low-powered microwaves, and they refer to the Fort Meade Army document. And they talk about how it will affect our performance. It will cause seizures, gross alteration in brain function, a 30 to 100% increases in brain blood flow, and death. So they tell us in this NASA document, as well as a myriad of other scientific documents and the Fort Meade military document, that microwave low pulse frequencies, we're talking about ELF, extremely low frequencies, will be used to kill us. And this is for major mega profits. Big Pharma is going to make billions as we decline.
We should,
because we are becoming so sick.
Yeah, we should specify they're not going to kill us all dead. They're going to kill us to make profits as we die slowly.
Absolutely. This is a massive corporate takedown for massive mega profit. Very important to go to stopthecrime.net, and you'll see the scrolling opportunity, and you can push buttons. The one that you want to download is the symptoms of microwave radiation frequencies and Wi-Fi, because this is jamming our immune system. This is Big Pharma mega profit. And this is becoming we're becoming very, very sick. And we cannot subject ourselves to doctors that don't know what they're treating.
That's Obamacare. That's why doctors are quitting, because they're going to be told what to do, how to treat their patients, what to prescribe by bureaucrats in the machine of Obamacare. No more medical intelligence, just bureaucratic intelligence.
That's right. I want to talk about page 45. One of the most important things on that page are beam weapons increasingly prevalent. That is, of course, what is happening. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow night on the show about cooking humans. And this is what beam weaponry, microwave frequencies are doing. We are in a weaponized microwave warfare now. And this is out of control. And what is also extremely important to understand is that we have a takedown on multiple levels. We have defense corporations planning on making their future in the United States by controlling all our food, our energy, selling war products and security buildings to the shadow government. And most corporations and corporate agencies, like, for example, the Carlyle Group, is involved in massive war-related construction and war profiteering. So we understand these are all corporations. We're in a corporate system. We have corporations and banks posing as the legitimate government, and everything is run by contracts. Every single thing. Major profit. All run with contracts. They tell us in the silent weapons document, which is a declaration of war on all of us, the enemy, that if they can keep the bookkeeping from us, the bookkeeper can be king. And you can read that in the silent weapons document. Very important on page 49 of the NASA war document. They talk about microwave and radio frequency weaponry. They talk about heating and the surface effects and the brain interactions of low frequency modulation. And we just talked about how they know that these low frequencies will cause seizures and brain function alterations, etc. They admit to these frequencies as being weapons. We're talking about smart meters. We're talking about cell phone towers.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
On page 98 of the NASA document, very important to take a look at that page, because they talk about cell towers, or they talk about towers. They say this, And remember, we are the enemy, and this is the silent weapon system. They say a typical scenario takedown of the U.S. by 10 people and $10 million. Binary biologicals, imported vitamins, clothing, food supplies, etc. Terror biologicals using fungus. They talk about take down the economy using microwave frequencies, towers. They talk about contaminating our water supply via intercontinental unmanned aerial vehicles. Those
UAVs,
are drones.
Yeah, sure.
Accompanied by serious psychological warfare.
Yeah, well,
now, this is very important on StopTheCrime.net for everyone on the scrolling opportunity at the top of the webpage.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the Outer Limits piece called The Grid. That will show you the predictive programming of cell phone towers. And go to AntennaSearch.com and find out where your cell phone towers are nearest
better
your home. Those are the weapons.
Better sit down when you go there, AntennaSearch.com. See what's in your neighborhood, down your block. See what's beaming through your head. Even if you don't have smart meters yet, you better take a look. Wow. Okay, Deborah, thanks. As always, just a marvelous presentation of things that are just unbelievable. But they're real, and we'll continue our conversation tomorrow night. So we'll talk to you then.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, good night. Thanks.
Good night.
Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net, and yep, it's all true. And we will be back.